we uncovered something that's mind-blowing. If you go back to 2011, so a bunch of years now, but more of a modern era, and you have home teams favored by 11 or more, that's the Saints here, and the game total, the total points, is 48 or more, which is a high total, a lot of points. The favorite has won 70% of the time, 41-18.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So the new college football playoff rankings are out. Brad Powers, our college football expert, what did you see from a Vegas perspective that changes how you feel about the playoff odds moving forward?
Well, we're starting to get a little bit more clarity on who is going to make it as far as the college football playoff. It's crystal clear. Alabama wins out. They're in. Alabama going to be a clear-cut favorite in each of the next 2 weeks. A 24-point favorite Alabama is against Auburn this week. Clemson, another significant favorite in each of their next two games. Clemson most likely in. And the third team likely in, Notre Dame, who's a double-digit favorite this week against USC. I think it's pretty clear that those three teams win, they're in.
Agreed. In fact, it's not clear. It's undebatable. Certitude, as some may say. Here's the thing, though. If Michigan beats Ohio State and wins the Big Ten championship against Northwestern, they're in with equal certitude. Agreed?
Absolutely.
So now let's do the hypothetical. Let's assume Ohio State wins. Let's assume against Michigan, then against Northwestern. Now the question becomes Oklahoma, Ohio State, or Washington State. I think Washington State is a tougher sell, and it's possible, but let's set them aside for a second. I'm very interested, Brad Powers, in Oklahoma. Because right now, Oklahoma is ranked where?
Oklahoma's ranked number 6.
And Ohio State is ranked?
Number 10.
Okay. So it strikes me, let me do the math here real quick. Okay. What we know is Oklahoma significantly ahead. I don't have the exact number, but yeah, 4 slots ahead. How does Ohio State make that up? The only way is if they have super impressive wins relative to Oklahoma. But if Oklahoma wins out and Ohio State wins out, I would make the case Oklahoma is more impressive from here to there. Let's talk about that. What would be the Sooners' 2 wins?
First off, it would be this week, Oklahoma, a 2.5-point favorite at number 13, West Virginia.
And the Vegas spread?
2.5 points.
So almost a pick 'em game. So they're going to win against a top team on the road, and then they would play
most likely Texas in the Big 12 championship game.
Now, Ohio State, in the hypothetical, would be Michigan. Impressive win, but that would be at home. And then Northwestern. Between those two, what's the tougher path?
No question about it. It's Oklahoma's path.
So what we're saying is Oklahoma's 6, Ohio State's 10. If they both win out, Oklahoma will have more impressive wins from here. I don't see how the Buckeyes make up that ground.
I completely agree. And keep in mind, another caveat to Oklahoma's resume, Oklahoma can obviously avenge their only blemish on the season if they turn around and beat Texas in the Big 12 championship
game.
Which
cosmetically looks good.
Yes.
To me, doesn't mean Oklahoma's going to win out. Who knows? Clemson could lose results. But this is a very likely scenario that the Ohio State will have won the Big Ten 2 straight years and not make the playoffs.
And it'd be the 3rd straight year, actually, the Big Ten champion doesn't make the playoffs.
Wow. Because it was
Penn State and Ohio State ended up getting over Penn State a couple years ago.
I tell you, all the talk from the committee about championships matter in these conferences, And I tell you this, Jonas, is the conversation here fascinating, but there's been a little conversation about Central Florida that really flabbergasted me.
Yeah, here was the direct quote from committee chairman Rob Mullins on Tuesday night talking with ESPN. Quote, "We spent considerable time talking about UCF and Ohio State. While UCF may not have the depth of talent of Ohio State, the committee felt that right now, today, after week 12, UCF has the more all-around complete team." End quote. RJ, what does Vegas make of that?
So, Jonas, is this saying the article where he books his bets, like how I can bet with him? So, Brad, all the college knowledge, let's start with Bama. Let's say perfect scenario for the group of five. It's Bama 1 and Central Florida 4. Neutral field, first round of the playoffs. What's the spread?
Alabama would be a 27-point favorite.
Ooh, dog. Now, the real question, though, Ohio State versus Central Florida, neutral field.
Ohio State, an 8-point favorite over UCF.
Over a touchdown.
Yes.
All right, so here's a message straight out of Vegas about your take on the Buckeyes.
And now this important message.
Mainstream media. Miss. Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, it is time to take a look at every single game here on Straight Out of Vegas this Sunday in the NFL. We call it the wisest wise guy wisdom, and we start in Buffalo, where the Bills are currently a 3-point underdog to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, and on the Thanksgiving games at the end of the show, we're going to do a full breakdown on those games. Here's an amazing trend I've never seen before. Teams on a 5-game losing streak or longer, and that's Jacksonville, when they're favored. All right, so it's a team that's been losing like crazy, but they're still favored. There's been 100 or so times in the last 30 years that was the case. 43% against the spread. So Jacksonville, big losing streak, they're still favored. History says fade Jacksonville.
The red-hot Oakland Raiders, winners of one in a row, are on the road at Baltimore, but it's the Ravens, a 10.5-point favorite.
To me, this is driven by this matchup. What the surprise factor that Harbaugh had with Lamar Jackson, 27 runs, 19 passes. Yes, the quarterback ran more than he threw. Now, that was a surprise, like the Wildcat was when they broke it out. Now they got tape on it. Now, I'm guessing Harbaugh kind of has another move, but if you're an 11-point favorite or over doubles and you're winning by 10 late, are you going to be running your quarterback still, or are you going to get super conservative? So if you like the dog here, I think there's really good reason, because one, that surprise factor no longer there for Baltimore running so much, and two, how many hits does Harbaugh want Jackson to take in a game that might already be decided, and still you might cover in that spot with the Raiders?
49ers at the Buccaneers, Tampa, a 3-point favorite.
Turnovers dictate in the NFL more than anything. And teams that are -4 in turnovers in a given game, net-net, where they give the ball up 4 extra times, they only cover the spread, historically, 4% of the time. So once in 25 games, a team is able to overcome being -4. Recently, in the last month, Tampa Bay has been -4 twice. They're undefeated against the spread. They're 1-0-1 against the spread, being -4. And you might say, RJ, they're -4 for a reason. They stink. No, we believe a big chunk of turnovers, Vegas believes, is about luck, bad luck. And thus, Tampa had a lot of bad luck and still 1-0-1 in those games. That means to me, Tampa's probably underrated.
The Eagles are hosting the Giants. Philly, a 5.5-point favorite.
If you look at the Eagles, and this was a concept we talked about with Brad earlier on the college side, Ohio State has a history. How much can a team really vary from that history? Well, let's look at the history of the Eagles and the Giants. Since the start of last season, Eagles are 20-9 straight up. The Giants are 6-20 straight up. The Eagles are favored by 6. There's 5.5s out there. That means on a neutral, this is 2.5. Now, I get it. This isn't the same Eagles team, I get it. Giants have won some games recently. But I got to be honest with you. This feels like such an overreaction that the baseline of these teams cannot have gotten that close with the Eagles still motivated in the playoffs.
And, of course, the one key concern is Philly is decimated in the secondary that's been bad all year. Four new cornerback injuries just in the past 2 weeks.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Fez. Eli Manning's probably the last quarterback ready, equipped today to take advantage, wouldn't you say?
Well, he's got the weapons, though.
What? Well, if he got the weapons, why haven't we seen those weapons weaponizing people?
I think we're going to see it happen this Sunday.
Well, so you're saying this is the aberration.
This is the opportunity.
Yeah, well, true. And Eli's had a lot of opportunities recently. Listen, let's just say this. You haven't gone broke betting against Eli Manning and his weapons.
Straight out of Vegas, brought to you by Geico, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We continue our wisest wise guy wisdom, taking a look at every single game in the NFL this Sunday. And we go to Cincinnati, where the Bengals are a 3-point favorite hosting the Browns.
I would make the following point, Fez, you can tell me if you agree. The Browns benefit being off a bye here more than any team I can ever remember. The combination of having so many overtime games, so many close games otherwise, those are physically and emotionally difficult games. Then you change a coaching staff in the middle of a week where it's not a bye week. It's not even a Thursday, 10-day rest to the next Sunday. It was Sunday to Sunday, and still they were able in their last game to beat Atlanta. Now you give them 2 weeks to integrate the new coaching and also to rest finally. Whatever you think of the Browns, I think this bye has done them more good than any team I can remember.
Agree, and I think late season byes in general, very positive for any NFL team.
The Patriots are an 8.5-point favorite at the Jets.
Well, I'm going to say this about the Pats. We've got a new segment coming up in a little bit called The Best Time to Be Bad. Now, that sounds fun, doesn't it? The Patriots are going to be involved there. But I will say, and this isn't going to be related, but this is the trend that we've been talking about a good bit. If you have a road favorite off a bye, 72% against the spread since 2002. 72%. 61 winners, 24 losers against the spread. What's the logic? It's that you're not going to overlook a team like you often will if you're a big road favorite, if you're off a bye because you've had your rest, you've had your fun, now it's back to football. That's one of the reasons I think the Pats might be a good bet.
Seahawks at the Panthers, Carolina a 3.5-point favorite.
One of the things I love to do, and Fez, we don't do enough of this, is integrate matchups. We are great on how good a team is. We're not as good on how they're going to match up. Will this tight end do well against cover two? I'm working on it. Here's something I've uncovered here. Both teams, if you look at the stats, Carolina and Seattle want to run the ball. In fact, if you look at Seattle, last two games, 173 yards rushing against Green Bay, 273 against the Rams. Carolina's D is better against the run. DVOA of 14 versus 24. Carolina wants to run. They're much better against the run. And Seattle's defense is much worse against the run. They're number 20 against the run, number 6 against the pass. So you've got both teams want to run. Carolina's defense is better against the run. Seattle's isn't. To me, that's a big advantage for Carolina.
The Colts are a 9-point favorite hosting the Dolphins.
This is amazing. Everyone's kind of saying Andrew Luck is good again. The greatest QBR season, that's a quarterback rating, the greatest QBR season ever was Tom Brady, the undefeated regular season. His QBR was 87 on the season. Andrew Luck, last four games, in each and every game has been better than 87. So think about what that means. I know it's tougher to do it for a season than four games. But Andrew Luck, the last four games, has played better than any quarterback in history has over a season. So does this keep up? We'll see. But this streak is an all-timer for Andrew Luck.
And Andrew Luck has not been sacked the last five games now that his O-line is completely intact. However, his center just did go down. Let's keep an eye on that.
So go down, is he out?
He's out.
His center.
Yes.
Ooh, breaking news.
The Chargers are a 12.5-point favorite hosting the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona's defense by DVOA is the fifth best in the NFL. So think about that. How unusual is that fact? What do you got, Arizona? 31st?
Yes.
Okay. Are you're not sure? They're in the third. They're either Raiders are the worst, right?
Raiders are number 32. Actually, Arizona number 30.
Okay. To me, it's kind of an eye popper. You have a team that is one of the three worst in the NFL that has the fifth best defense. I think it does speak to how bad the Arizona offense is.
The Broncos are hosting the Steelers. Pittsburgh, a 3-point favorite on the road.
A lot of talk about the Steelers on the road. Big Ben on the road isn't as good. Well, last 11 games, Steelers on the road, straight up 10-0-1. They are undefeated the last 11 games, the Steelers on the road. So all that talk about road woes, well, at least lately, not the case for Pittsburgh.
And finally, Sunday Night Football, it is the Vikings, a 3-point favorite hosting the Green Bay Packers.
I would make the following case. This is the team with the best home field in the NFL right now, statistically, versus the worst road team in the NFL. Since Zimmer started as coach for Minnesota 2014, the Vikings are 72% against the spread at home. 72%. The Pats are 70%, New England. No other team is better than 57. So think, the third best team is 57. Pats are 70. Vikings are 72. Aaron Rodgers, in his last 7 years, the prime of his career, has a below 500 record on the road straight up. And the differential between the points you win or lose a game by at home in the road, Green Bay has the biggest differential in the NFL. They actually swing 10.5 points per game home, road. Now think, we always say home field is 3. That means a 6-point swing. Statistically for Green Bay, that swing is over 10 points.
And it's the Packers' fourth road game, their last 5, and they've lost the last 3 road games. Maybe a 4-game road losing streak coming.
Well, that he really topped that baby off. Yeah. So what Fez is telling you guys is Green Bay's lost 3 in a row, and it's possible they're going to lose 4 in a row.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
RJ, you have another example of when it's a good time to be bad. This one involving the New Orleans Saints, who are currently a 12.5-point favorite, hosting the Falcons tomorrow night.
Yeah, this might be the best time to be bad of the whole weekend because it's a two-team correlated parlay. Now, what does that mean? If one thing happens, the second thing is more likely to happen. And all of the Freddie Fanny packs, they love favorites and over. They figure the favorite's going to score a lot and it's going to go over. There's actually a lot of logic to it. But boy, in the NFL, we uncovered something that's mind-blowing. If you go back to 2011, so a bunch of years now, but more of a modern era, and you have home teams favored by 11 or more, that's the Saints here, and the game total, the total points, is 48 or more, which is a high total, a lot of points. The favorite has won 70% of the time, 41-18. The game has gone over the total 71% of the time, 41-17-1. So what we're saying is when there's a big favorite and a big total, that favorite tends to roll and tends to score a lot of points. So the last 27 times this was the case, and this goes back years and years, the favorite and over cashed 17 times. So more than half the time, you're hitting a parlay on, in this case, the Saints and the over. Listen, guys, this is bad, but this is a good time to be bad.
Let's quickly take a look at the other two games on Thanksgiving. It is the Chicago Bears, currently a 3-point favorite at the Lions.
Fez.
Yeah, injuries are the key here. Chase Daniel looks like he's going to make the start for the Bears. That is a 2-point downgrade for the Bears in my numbers, and we've seen the spread drop.
So only 2 points.
Yeah, Chase Daniel, no, Nagy, Kansas City offense, he was underneath it a few years ago. He knows the system very well.
And to me, the key to this game is think about the quickest turnaround in NFL possible. The Sunday night game to the day game on Thursday, disadvantage Bears.
The Cowboys, a 7-point favorite hosting the Redskins.
I mean, I can't bet the Skins, Fez, because the O-line is so decimated. Like, as bad as we've seen, and Colt McCoy with a short week, I guess they didn't even practice. They just did walkthroughs. This feels like one of those, when the game's over, we're going to say, how could the Skins have really competed?
And I can't bet the Cowboys because they're 5-5 despite playing an easy schedule.
Yeah, this one, I think, don't be bad. Just watch it.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is time for the best time to be bad. RJ, take it away.
And here's the concept, guys. You love parlays. You love road favorites. You love laying the lumber. We're always poo-pooing you. Don't eat the cheesecake. Work out. Don't have that second helping of turkey. Well, sometimes you got to find the best time to be bad. We're going to do it with three games, right? We've got two NFL, one college. Let's start here. Patriots, Jets, Pats favored by 9.5 on the road. Usually for me, it's dog or pass, home dog or pass. I'm playing the Pats. I'm going to be bad. Now let's think about this. Whenever you have a big favorite, it's all about motivation to get margin. Why do they want to win? Well, Belichick, like Nick Saban, hates losing. Well, most recently, last game for the Pats, they lost by 24. Worst post-September loss of the Brady Belichick era. Now, that Belichick's not happy. That's the simple part. But off of any loss since they won their first Super Bowl, so 2003 onward, Patriots 37-14 against the spread. 37-14, just if they lose. If the next game is a road game, like it is here, 22-5. Why? Because Belichick, it's like a little mini camp. He's like, we got nothing to do but focus on this game. If the loss was by double digits, doesn't matter home or road, the next game, it's just they lost bad. 17-4 against the spread. So now you've got, it's a perfect storm of hate from Belichick of wanting to dominate against a Jets franchise he doesn't really like anyway, right? So you've got 37-14 overall off a loss. 22-5 if the next game's a road game. 17-4 if it's double digit, that loss. Oh, by the way, they had a bye. So he's had 2 weeks to get mad. And we know how road favorites do off a bye. Great. And then the Jets, they either have McCown, who had a QBR of 4%. That's about as bad as you can do last game. Or Sam Darnold, whose foot was still so hurt he didn't practice Monday, even after their bye. So a hobbled quarterback, either by age or physically, against a mean Belichick, I'm laying the lumber.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific,